Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to the Doctors Are In show. I'm your host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and I'm a certified life coach and spiritual teacher coming to you live from Berkeley, California. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host. He is a tarot advisor, numerologist, and life coach, and here he is live from Tucson, Arizona, Dr. Dax Carlisle. Hi, Dax.
Hello. How are you doing, Rose?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Real good, real good. We're getting into the monsoon season, July, August of here in Tucson. Mm-hmm. This is when we, you know, have these super hot days, and then the next thing you know, everything's cloudy and it's like torrential rains.
Wow.
So we had the rains yesterday. Today, and it was, the weather was beautiful, though, because it was cool. It was nice out on the patio. I'm out on the patio right now. Skies are clear, one or two puffy clouds, and it is getting close to 100 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't know how you guys do that in Arizona.
Well, you get acclimated, you know. And then, of course, there's always the air conditioning. You know, we go from the air conditioning in our houses to the air conditioning in the car, and then we go to the air conditioning in the store or wherever our destination is, you know. We live in air conditioning around here. Yeah.
And I'm sure, you drink lots of water, too.
Yes, I'm drinking water right as we speak. I've got a thermos, and I already had my coffee, so instead of coffee in the thermos, it's ice and water in the thermos, and we're going to try to make it through the show here. Another Friday. Well,
yeah.
Tell everybody we are a live call-in show, open lines. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. And, of course, we do live life coaching and tarot mini readings right on the air. That's right. So give us a call at 714-816-4628. We'd love to chat with you. Oh, I'm looking in the chat room. I see Charlotte is in there. Charlotte Kornberg. Hi, Charlotte. I'm giving you virtual waves. Our chat room is located on the Tarot Guild website. Yeah, so people are starting to come into the chat room, thetarotguild.com/chat. It's that easy, folks. Just open a new tab in your browser and type in thetarotguild.com/chat. Or if you're already on thetarotguild.com, just click the chat link in the navigation bar at the top of any page on the right side. If you're on a phone, it's at the top of the phone. Now, if you're called into the show, it's a little difficult to do both. So you can just stay on the line there. But if you're just listening to the show through one of the players or something online or on your pad or what have you, you can join us in the chat room. In fact, you can ask for a mini reading or tell us about something going on that you want to chat about right in the chat room, and we'll talk about it on air. And see, Charlotte says, hi, Daxie and Dr. Rose.
Hey, Char-Char. So glad that you're in the chat room.
Hey, Char-Char. Yeah. Yeah, we've been getting a lot of people in the chat room lately, especially on Saturdays. Charlotte's usually in there. Sharona's in there a lot, and Jason Spillman and some of our other members from the Tarot Guild. So the shows here on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I consider Friday the weekend, that, to me anyway. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, and the Tarot Guild has been the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional tarot readers since 2004. Yep, we're in our 16th year. We'd love for you to come over and join. It's free to join the website. It's kind of like Facebook for tarot. So it has all the same features that Facebook does. We launched this brand new website on the anniversary. I think it was the 15th anniversary of the Tarot Guild, October 31st last year. And so it's still pretty brand new. We have a few hundred members on there, you know, compared to we have 6,000 members on our Facebook group. But we're trying to get people to come, you know, if you're into tarot and numerology, we want you to come and join the website because it doesn't have all the ads and the negative stuff that social media websites have. But it does have all the same features. So you can friend people. You can private message. There's an open chat room for members. And we have, you know, the activity feed. You can do status updates. We have a forum, all kinds of and groups and so forth, all kinds of features, just like on the big social media websites, only without all the negative stuff. So come on over to thetarotguild.com, and you can sign up for free and access all those features and the other members and stuff like that. We also have a premium membership as well that you can join if you're, you know, a professional reader or you want to be a professional reader, you know, if you're more involved. What it does is gives you a lot more benefits. So you get all the benefits of being a free member on the website, like I just described, and all the features. But you also get to create your own groups, post and create your own events, post articles. You get a Tarot Guild membership certificate. You also get your CTR tarot certification included. So the first level of certification in tarot is the Certified Tarot Reader, CTR. So you get to stick that on the end of your name there. And so we've included the application fee, you know, in the price of the membership. So that comes along with it. You get a listing then in our professional readers directory, discounts on the other higher levels of certification. You'll get featured in video interviews if you would like. You can appear on our Tarot Today radio show if you'd like as well, make guest appearances. And, you know, throughout the year we have exclusive interviews, classes, workshops, groups, and events, and you get access to all those as well. We're running this really great summer sale right now where the membership and, you know, with the certification is 25% off, and also my course on tarot and numerology called Tarot by the Numbers off right now. But we got something special for them today, Dr. Rose.
Ooh,
I don't even know
that?
If you've seen this yet. I'm sorry?
No, I was saying, ooh, what's that? What's the special?
Well, 4th of July, Independence Day here in the USA. And by the way, I won't get to do it tomorrow on air, so I'm just going to say, you know, happy Independence Day, USA, to everybody out there in America. And we decided to do something really special for this weekend. So today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, we're making it even better. Even better.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the members and listeners to the radio shows were asking, you know, I want to get the membership with the certification, but I want to take the course. You know, do you have a package deal? So I launched a package deal, which is for all of summer, where not only do you get the 25% off, you also get an additional $20 off. It's $156 normally for the membership and the course because they're $78 each, and we're making it just $97. But for the 4th of July, I decided to take another $19 off the package deal. And now you can sign up for the membership. You'll get your certification, all the benefits of being a member, and my course for free, saving you $78. So instead of 25% off, it's 50% off. And it's really, really easy. You don't need to use any coupon codes or go to any special place. Just click the Guild button on the website or go to thetarotguild.com/join. And it's going to show you the at the top, it talks about, you know, the free features for the free membership. And you need to sign up for that first anyway to get this. So there's a link that says sign up here. So go ahead and sign up for the free membership. You get your free profile on the website. And then a little bit farther down on the page, you have the premium membership and a big green Join Now button. And when you click that, it actually takes you to the premium membership group on the website, and it'll have a subscribe button. You click the subscribe button and can sign up for the membership. It's $78, and then I will give you access to the course group. So you have access to Tarot by the Numbers as well. So there you go. Just go over to thetarotguild.com/join. And everybody that joins the membership and gets their certification included over the next 4 days or so-ish, we're just going to throw in the course as well. So that's the 4th of July sale for this weekend. And I already have people enrolling in the course and joining. It's really pretty exciting, actually. And there you go, Rose. That's the special for the week.
Cool.
Pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, I would say so. So hopefully
there
people will take advantage. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. I did want to mention that if you want to be live on air with us, when you dial in on the number, as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That'll put you up in the caller queue. That lets us know that you want to be live on air with us, and we take the calls in the order that they come in. So dial 714-816, and you can also join us in the Tarot Guild chat room, as we mentioned before, thetarotguild.com/chat. We'd love to chat with you in there, but it's even more fun to chat with you on the phone lines. Now, if you dial in and you don't press 1, we assume you're just listening to the show. That's perfectly fine. A lot of our listeners just dial in and listen because you're on the go. You don't want to bother with the Wi-Fi and the internet and use up your data on your phone or what have you. Just dial in and don't press 1. But if you want to be live with us, because I see a bunch of people in there that haven't pressed 1, so we're assuming you're just listening to the show. But if you want to be live with us, press 1 on your dial pad, 714-816-4628. So in addition to – I'm excited about this show because in addition to to the open lines and the free mini readings and the life coaching, we're going to talk about how to use totems to enhance your life. And I think in the promotions for the show during the week, I would say, unleash your superpowers. Wouldn't it be great to have superpowers?
Well, we do have superpowers. That's the thing.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's my point.
Maybe – right, right.
Sorry, I had to take a sip of water. I thought you were going to continue talking there, Rose.
I thought you were starting us off. No.
Yeah. You know,
right? Yeah.
We already do have superpowers. We have the power of our spirit and our mind. And, you know, putting my other hat on as a clinical hypnotherapist, our minds could do amazing, amazing things, you know. And this topic came up for me. We've actually done – I'm going to explain in a minute. We've actually done some things a little bit similar to this in recent shows, Dr. Rose. But, you know, I do a lot of research. I do a lot of studying. YouTube is my buddy. You know, I'm constantly watching documentaries and all kinds of things. There was this fella, and I I apologize because I can't remember the names. I don't even know what show I was watching on YouTube, you know. but he was talking about use of objects and jewelry and things as totems to invoke specific personas that have the characteristics that you need in the moment. And, you know, I got to thinking about that, you know. First thing that came to mind was a lucky rabbit's foot. Remember back in the day, 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, it was the lucky rabbit foot. I've never heard of anybody even talking about them or having them anymore. I assume some people do, but, you know,
yeah.
The younger generations are like, what are you talking about?
Right.
But yeah, you know, the lucky rabbit foot, you know, and I always thought, oh God, that's such pure, it just popped out of my head. What do you call that? Superstition. Yeah. Pure superstition. Right. You know, but, they've done research on luck. They've done research on luck over the last, you know, several years and discovered that there's actually something to this, that, by getting into a certain state, people have that are in the right state have more luck, like when they go to the casino or the racetrack or what have you. And so,
right.
You know, there's something to this, you know, and it may be all psychological. It may be the power of our mind. It may go beyond that, you know, because on the show we talk a lot about the law of attraction and things like that. So being in the right state, you're attracting the same vibration. So if you want to go metaphysical on it, it's the law of attraction. If you want to go, you know, if you don't, I don't subscribe to that. You know, I'm a pure, you know, science kind of person. Well, there's science behind this. There's the neurology. Okay. And when he was describing, you know, how he does this process. And by the way, he works with thousands and thousands of pro level ball players and athletes, football, baseball, equestrian, gymnasts, I mean, you name it. And this is what a big part of what he does with those clients is getting them into the right state. You know, in athletics, we call it the zone, you know, getting into the zone. Yeah. And he did it himself. He was a football player. His totems were playing cards of the players that are, you know, fantastic players, current and past, that had the attributes he wanted to invoke. So he'd have the card of one person that was, you know, maybe the quarterback, and he wanted to think like this particular person. So he'd take the card and he'd put it in his helmet, and he wanted to hit like this other guy. So he put that guy's card in his shoulder pads, and so on and so on. And he had five of them, and he'd stick them in his uniform, and then he'd put his jersey on and go out, you know, in his helmet and go out and play. Later on, you know, when he got out of that and got into life coaching, he would adopt the personas he was adopting along with these players. It was, I can't remember off the top of my head. It was one of the famous Native American chiefs. And, you know, he didn't want to invoke that energy in the boardroom, you know.
Yeah.
Take them at all costs kind of thing, you know. So instead, you know, one of his heroes growing up was Superman. And so what he did was he went out and bought Clark Kent. And that's a term in the military. When you go through basic, they don't let you wear your own glasses. They give you uniform glasses, so everybody's uniform, you know, and they're black plastic.
Oh, wow.
And we called them Clark Kents because that's what they look like, the glasses that Clark Kent would wear to hide the fact that he was Superman, like anybody could not see that it was the same person. Anyway, but only he did things in reverse. You see, Clark Kent would take the glasses off, you know, pull the shirt open, revealing his suit underneath, you know, and he'd switch from being Clark Kent to Superman. This guy, he did it the opposite way. he would put on the glasses to adopt the persona of Superman. So he would go into the boardroom, or he would be meeting with a client. And by the way, these were not prescription glasses. They were just frames with clear glass in them.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go in to see a client, and he would just put them on and adopt the persona. And so everybody saw him. Yeah, so in the boardroom, everybody saw him, or his clients, they saw him, but it was actually Superman, not him. He had adopted the persona. Now, we've talked about things relating to getting into state when we've given out some techniques from NLP. Remember, we talked about anchoring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when get fully into that moment and you anchor it, let's say, on the first knuckle of your non-dominant hand, and you touch it with the pointer finger of, let's say, your right hand on your left knuckle. And when you're at the peak of the state, you touch, and then you break state, and then you bring up a different time that you were, I'm trying to think of an example, let's say really confident. And so you're,
mm-hmm.
and then you touch it again when you get to the peak. So that's what's called stacking anchors. You're stacking anchors. So later on, you can just touch that knuckle and instantly go back into that state of confidence. Let's say you're going out on stage to do a presentation or something like that. We also talked about the circle of excellence, where you imagine a circle out in front of you on the ground. And nowadays, people actually do a whole tube, you know, like a whole field going up from that circle into the air, because you're going to step into that. And you put every attribute in there that you want. And it's similar to stacking anchors. You know, you are invoking these states, you're putting them into the circle of excellence, and then you step into the circle and boom. And by the way, this is your first totem. That's a totem, okay? It's an imaginary totem. And what people do is they fold the circle in half and fold it again and stick it in the pocket. Now, this is all imaginary, folks, okay?
Interesting.
And then when they need the state, Tony Robbins does this before he goes out on stage. So when they need the state, they'll reach in their pocket, they'll pull out the folded circle, they'll unfold it, put it down on the ground, and they'll step into it and adopt all of those attributes, characteristics that they need for, okay? I think when I was describing this, I said how I do it with tarot cards. I have the tarot cards that and this is totem number two. I have the tarot cards that represent the characteristics, and I can just lay them on the ground and in kind of like a cross, and then stand in the center and adopt those. Right. But this was a little bit different, what he was talking about. It's almost the same thing. As I was listening to him, I was thinking NLP. This is all NLP. You know, this is a circle of excellence. This is anchoring. That's what this is. He talked about like an equestrian that he was working with, you know, to assist her with when she was working the horse, you know. And he asked her, you know, or who would be the person that would have the right attributes for this, that you have a connection to. And right away she said Wonder Woman.
Wow.
So before she got onto the horse when she was at I don't know about equestrian, so I don't know what they call it, a meet or what it is, you know, when they go and they do the things, you know, have the competition, equestrian competition. Before she would get onto the horse, she would invoke Wonder Woman, and she'd get on the horse, she was Wonder Woman. So everybody in the crowd, they see her, but it wasn't her, it was Wonder Woman. What do you think? What do you think, Rose?
Oh, I think I've seen, you know, and read about different techniques that do the same thing, and I think that's great. I mean, sometimes you need something different. Sometimes you need a different personality trait, or you need a different personality to help you with something. So I find that pretty cool. Like, I wonder what it would be like if I was Wonder Woman riding a horse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those
so
things
now
work.
Yeah. So now as you're listening to this and I'm describing some of these, when you look at the banner for today's show online, you can see why these objects are on the banner. So there's Clark Kent's glasses. There's the Lucky Rabbit foot. There's a ring. There's a pendant. There's a dragon. So we're gonna talk
mm-hmm.
in a minute about animal totems. And then there's an actual totem. You know, you could get, you know, the giant totems the Native Americans had. You can actually get a smaller version that you can have in your briefcase, and you can just pull it out when you want to adopt certain traits.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so, you know, instead of doing the anchoring, instead of doing the circle of excellence, what you're doing is you are anchoring these positive states that you want to be able to adopt, and actually a whole persona to represent them onto a particular totem, as it were.
Go ahead. When you have different clothing, you know, when you're dressed as, I'm sure like you would know this, when you're dressed in your military uniform, you kind of have a different way of being as opposed to just your t-shirt and your pajama pants or house pants or something. You know, or wearing like a tuxedo or something. I mean, these things mean something for us and will often bring a different kind of persona, you know, when we put
Dr.
these things.
Rose,
so that's the same way in terms of the totems.
Dr. Rose, you are just too good at this, because that's where I was going next. Yeah, because as people are listening to this, there may be a few people out there that are thinking, how can that work? You know, but if you think about it, folks, if you think about it, we already do this. But the difference between using a totem and adopting a persona versus day-to-day is that the day-to-day is more, well, I don't want to say random, but it's kind of unconscious, whereas this is doing it on purpose, for a specific purpose. So let me give you some examples. You know, daddy leaves the house and says goodbye to the wife and goes down to the police station, puts on their police uniform. They have just done this. They are a policeman. They're not daddy. They're not husband. The same thing's true. Somebody goes down to the fire station and puts on their fireman's garb, and they are an EMT, or a nurse or a doctor goes to the hospital and puts on the white coat or their scrub.
Right.
We're already doing this, and then we take it off and we go home, and we're with our significant other, husband, wife. And we are the wife, husband. We adopt this other persona. And then when we're with our kids, we're mommy or daddy. We are a different persona. And then when we're out with our peers, with our friends, and, you know, dancing at the nightclub, having a drink at the bar, going out to dinner, what have you, completely different persona.
Right.
Yeah, and the same is true even at the level of, you know, the businessman. Think about it. The suit is their Superman outfit. So, you know, they're wearing their jeans and T-shirt, you know, and they take a shower. And when they go down to the office, they have their suit on. They step into the boardroom. Now they are the CEO, you know.
Exactly.
They're not Fred's friend Jim. They're not their wife's husband. You know, they're not their kid's father. They are the CEO. You know.
Yeah.
So And we don't even know we have these personas. We think that we are we. We think that, you know, I think that I'm Dax and you think that you're Rose all the time, regardless of what we're doing, but we're not.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is these develop over time and are rather random. You know, we don't think about it, but it happens. You know, we don't on purpose put on the suit and take a deep breath. Yes, I am the CEO of Superman. You know, I don't know. There's probably some CEOs that do that, you know, but
yeah.
And policemen and firemen and, you know, your mailman, you know, or mail woman, male person. I don't know what the PC term is, you know, but, you know, she's the mail lady now. She's not Jane from down the street, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. So this is how you can, what the title of the show, how to use totems to enhance your life. This is what you can do. You can create personas. Typically it's around somebody you admire or know, or somebody from history, Benjamin Franklin. Maybe you're a scientist and you want to, you know, be Benjamin Franklin. I don't know, Nikola Tesla. Maybe, you know, Isaac Newton. Maybe want to, you know, do a comic book character, and there's somebody that, you know, really fits this, a superhero that, you know, has a jovial side, but then, you know, they're really powerful when they need to be, and they have certain attributes and things like that. Or you can make up a completely, you know, different persona. You know, you can make up
right.
an individual that doesn't exist in fiction or in reality. That's something else. The first thing I thought of when I was listening to this was I thought of, there was a TV show when I was like 12, and some of mm-hmm. you might actually remember this. It was a cheesy Saturday morning, bad special effects, cheesy show. But I loved it. I was, you know, 11, 12 years old. And it was The Secrets of Isis. The Secrets of Isis. And
what?
I loved how it was a female superhero. I'm sorry, did you say something, Dr. Rose?
No.
I missed it.
What? I was just saying what when you were talking about the show. Secrets of Isis.
The Secrets of Isis. And it fits so well with what we're talking about here using a totem, because that's what she did in the show. The show starts out with the intro, and the sorcerer, the royal sorcerer is talking to the queen of Egypt, Hatshepsut.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Oh, my queen," said the royal sorcerer to Hatshepsut, "with this amulet, you and your descendants will be endowed by the goddess Isis." And then he goes into the whole thing about the different attributes of Isis, because Isis was the goddess of magic and wisdom. And she had command of the elements, earth, fire, air, water, and spirit. So in the show, the main character, Andrea Thomas, she is a high school teacher. But before that, she was in college. She was a post-grad archaeological student and actually went on a dig in Egypt, found this box that had Egyptian scarabs on it, and when she opened it up, there was this amulet. And then in the TV mm-hmm. show, she wears this amulet all the time under her clothes, and she'll take the amulet out from underneath her blouse, put it on top of the blouse, and just say, "Oh, mighty Isis." And she transforms into Isis and does her superhero stuff. Well, this is, you know, that popped in my head. I hadn't thought about it for 40 years, but that popped in my head because it so perfectly represents what we're talking about here using totems. a totem could be anything. It could be a ring that you put on. In fact, the fellow on YouTube, I think he was talking about some of the people, his clients that he worked with, would put a ring on. And actually, there are some superheroes like Green Lantern and a few others where you put a ring on to invoke that power. You could, like Andrea, you could have your amulet that you wear and you pull out, or you have it, you know, in your pocket or in your purse or whatever. And when you need that persona, you put the amulet on, you put on the pendant. It can be the Clark Kent glasses. It could be, some other, could be, I'm trying to think of what goes around your wrist, like a not a charm bracelet, but you know, some kind of a bracelet. It could be a certain hat that you wear. I mean, it's endless. And the beautiful thing about it is that you get to pick the persona. You get to pick the amulet. You get to pick the totem. You get to pick the thing that you can make it match your personality and your clothing style. And, you know, it's such a fantastic technique, technique.
And then,
you know, and
I'd like to add something, if you don't mind, because I was thinking rings, and when you mentioned something about rings, and I was thinking, oh, yeah, you know, like a wedding ring, or, you know, you get your ring from your fiance. It's like when you put it on, it has great significance. It's a, you know, a lot of, well, those people who use rings to symbolize that. And then when you ritualize it on top of it, so imagine, you know, at a wedding, for example. Now, a wedding is not necessarily a magical event. I mean, it can be magical for some people, but like feeling. But when you ritualize it, then it really symbolizes something. Not only that, but you have a community of people who are in agreement. I was just thinking about this when you were talking about the amulet of Isis and putting it on, and you say, oh, Isis, and then she transforms. You know, they put rituals into that. So, you know, whatever they are, whether it's incantations, candles, incense, you know, however that's done. And then it carries this feeling of empowerment, put it on. And then there's also on some level a societal agreement. Now, sometimes what we're doing is not necessarily, you know, like if the CEO comes in and I'm Clark Kent, you know, obviously that's not going to work, but the community won't be in agreement.
Oh, well,
let me
interject something real quick. Before you finish up there, let me interject that's another thing I forgot to mention is the other beauty of it is nobody knows you're doing this. Just like with the NLP techniques, you know, you can step into the circle of excellence, you know, when you stop by what do they call that? They have the executive bathroom. You step in the executive bathroom, you do your circle of excellence, step in it, and then you walk into the boardroom. Or you're at a table talking to people and you're in a certain state you don't want to be in, you touch that knuckle and you activate, you know, those stacked anchors, you know, nobody knows you're doing any of this stuff. You know, that's another beauty of it. What else were you going to say?
No. You're absolutely right about it. I mean, I was thinking more on the communal level, like when you, I would imagine in ancient Egypt, you know, they had rituals for a lot of different things and something like that where, you know, there's an announcement or some kind of ceremony that takes place perhaps where it is known and understood by, you know, the community that, you know, this is what this means. This is what, you know, blah, 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 or something like that. How powerful that is, because a lot of it is what your belief is and what you believe, you know, deep inside your soul. But as you were saying, it doesn't have to be ritualized. I mean, it's really up to you. Or I'm sorry, you don't have to have community agreement, because I'm sure all of what they did in ancient Egypt wasn't necessarily known to everybody. You know, I'm thinking of the royalty.
No, not at all.
And priestesses and whatnot. So, you know, maybe there was, you know, but it's really about, you know, your belief system and the subconscious imprint that it makes upon you. So, like, I like what you talked about in terms of Wonder Woman. Like, for many of us, like, I don't know if I said this before, but when I was a kid, my mother, I loved Wonder Woman when I was a kid, you know, especially that lasso of truth. And
we all need one of those.
I was right. When I was really, really young, they had, what was it, underwear, like an undershirt and underwear that you could wear different superheroes. So I would wear, and I loved the Wonder Woman one. I was given Wonder Woman, I think as a gift from my mom. And I was like, oh, yay! You know, so you, as a kid, you mm-hmm. feel like Wonder Woman. You put these on. You could put your other clothes on top, you know, whatever your casual wear or whatever you're going to be. But it just, that symbolism, it's just because it was so into your subconsciousness. A lot of women who really love Wonder Woman and just kind of took that on. I mean, to this day, who's the actress that played her? Linda? Oh, gosh.
Carter.
I've forgotten her last name.
Linda Carter.
Yeah, Linda Carter. To this day, she's like a national symbol of feminism, you know, or just of women and powerful women.
Absolutely.
To this day, she's still seen that way, even though she hasn't played Wonder Woman in quite a while, right, in a few decades.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but she's been popping up on TV, let me tell you. But let me mention, to piggyback on what you're saying there, you know, so no one knows
uh-huh.
you have on your totem your magic Wonder
exactly.
Woman underwear that you put on every day. This is in a lot of cultures already. I mean, think of the Mormons. The Mormons have their magic underwear that they wear underneath their civilian clothing.
Oh. Right,
and you don't
awesome.
Know
okay.
that they have their magic underwear on. That's right. That's right. And see, the subconscious mind does not know the difference between something we imagine and states that we hold in our body, in our minds. We invoke the emotion, the feeling, the five sensory
right.
in-depth visualization of it. And it doesn't know the difference. The subconscious does all this work, by the way. And you
right.
know, that's what's actually working here is the subconscious. That's how we're able to use totems like this and adopt these personas. And it does not know the difference between reality and what you're imagining. And the beautiful thing about the totem is once you've established the connection, you have, like in the case of anchoring, you've done the anchoring exercise, or you've done the circle of excellence exercise, where the technique where you're putting these attributes and characteristics into the circle of excellence, or stacking the anchors on your knuckle or
yeah.
somewhere else on your body, your wrist or wherever you want to put it. Once you've done that, you don't have to continue to do that because your subconscious mind has connected it to your knuckle, the circle of excellence, or your totem. You just put the totem on. And
yeah.
it's instantaneous.
Yeah.
yeah, that's what's great. Now, it takes some time to build this up. So the technique is very similar. It's just like stacking the anchors or doing the circle of excellence. You're
mm-hmm.
going to bring up moments in your past where you had these characteristics.
Hmm.
And you're going to anchor them onto the totems. Now, if you say, hey, I've never felt powerful in my life, and believe me, there's a lot of women out there that have told me that. I've never felt powerful. It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
do you know someone? Can you think of some? Sure, I can think of Oprah Winfrey. Okay, step
yeah,
into
I was
Oprah
just
Winfrey.
Thinking about her.
you're gonna imagine Oprah Winfrey standing in front of you. You're gonna circle around behind Oprah. You're gonna step into Oprah. You're going to see what Oprah sees. You're going to hear what Oprah hears. You're going to feel what Oprah feels. You're going to feel the power. You're going to, you know, feel all of those attributes. And you can do the same thing even with something, you know, someone that's no longer with us, somebody from history, or a superhero character that doesn't even exist. You know, you envision
right.
that person. You envision their characteristics. You see them in front of you. You step around behind them. You step into
mm-hmm.
them. And you imagine what it's like to be that person. What do they hear, smell, taste, feel?
Right.
The emotions, the energy, the power, all the attributes. And that's when you put the totem on.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep practicing this, and it keeps building the connection with the totem, you know. And One thing I thought about with all of this is, you know, going back to when I was much younger, I was much more science oriented, you know, studying quantum physics. And when I thought of totems, when I thought of animal totems, when I thought of, and that's something else we have to talk about. I thought about all these, you know, rituals. First thing I mentioned today was lucky rabbit's foot, pure superstition. Now I'm realizing that, there's a scientific underlying mechanism here, and it's not all superstition. You know, I wrote it off when I was younger, but now I know, you know, from studying the mind, NLP, hypnosis, I know that there's an actual mechanism. And, of course, I've also studied metaphysics, so I know that there's also a metaphysical mechanism at work as well. For those that, you know, don't subscribe to metaphysics, spirituality, you can still just go with the scientific. And lastly, I wanted to mention that, you know, this goes way back. Cultures have been doing totems and doing all of this for thousands upon thousands of years. And I know you know a lot more than I do about, like, animal totems. I mean, if I was going to have an animal totem, it would be the dragon. That's why I put a dragon on the banner for today's show, because I was born in the year of the dragon. And so I would carry around a totem of a dragon. Dragons have a lot of the attributes that I would want to invoke, you know, wisdom, magic, power, abilities to manifest, you know, all those different things like that. So is animal totem similar to what we've been discussing on the show here, or slightly different, or what can you tell us about animal totems?
It's very similar. You know, I've read a lot and do some what I call shamanic journey. I'm not learning from a shaman out in the, you know, the rainforest, folks, so just to let you know. I can't do that right now. I don't know if I'd want to. I'm not much of an outdoors person. But anyway, I've been reading a lot about animal totems and having – I've actually had experiences with them. And I really love it because it's more of an inner journey, right? I'm more kind of a person who loves inner journeying, you know, where you have – so it's like a visualization while you're in a meditative state. And typically in terms of shamans and how they see things, they conceptualize power by having the ability to know, to see, and to access a spiritual force or the spiritual force or energy of the universe or the spirits that they contact to achieve their goals, whatever those goals are being, healing or whatnot. You know, most shamans use their powers for good. You know, there are those that probably use it for bad, but most of them use it for good. And they use their own positive power to counteract the harmful effects of, you know, negative power that might be used against them or against someone else. So the sources of power come in many different varieties for shamans, but animal totems are definitely one of them, or they call them power animals sometimes. These are the animals that shamans call on for assistance when they're seeking knowledge or attempting to do a healing. Such animals include birds, reptiles, fish, amphibians, and sometimes even mythical animals. And I've also heard that insects, although they're not animals, can also be used as well, because insects have certain kinds of behaviors and what have you.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so power animals are also totem animals and things of that nature. In some of the more traditional ancient cultures, what they would do is, like I said, we were talking about ritualization, right, where shamans would maybe put on the teeth or the skin of an animal, or they would use some kind of incantation or song or whatnot, as well as, you know, the hallucinogenic drugs. Now, I don't mean like, you know, they're just out there like sniffing cocaine or something, but what is the name of
ayahuasca?
Yeah, ayahuasca. Yeah, that's, you know, from nature and whatnot. We're talking about more of the indigenous folk. But here are some of the common qualities that are often associated with
peyote.
Power
peyote.
Animals. So there's the hawk, which is the ability to see long distances. An eagle, that has the ability to fly high, and it also has keen sight. And think about it. Sometimes, like, if you have a situation in your life and you can't, you know, you have a situation where you can't see the forest for the trees, like you're so enmeshed in the problem that you can't really see what's going on around it. And so having the hawk or eagle as your totem will help you to gain some perspective, especially birds, because they're further, they're higher up. You know, sometimes that's thought of as being higher to whatever the divine realms are, and they have the ability to see things in its entirety, right? There's a fox that has the intelligence and cunning, bears, strength and power, deers, speed, gracefulness and agility. There's jaguars, is very popular in many indigenous societies that have a shaman, which represents speed, stealth, and wisdom. There's wolf, you know, aggressiveness and fierceness, a lion, power and strength, and beaver, industriousness and cleverness. Now, a lot of these animals have other qualities as well, and it would behoove you to learn more about them and read about them. Ted Andrews is a person who's written a few books about animals and their different powers and whatnot, especially in relationship to shamanism. So, you know, and how would you access them? Because, you know, in my personal experience, I know one of my totem animals is the jaguar. And it was kind of, I mean, I've always had a love of cats. Like, I don't know what it is. I love dogs, too. I mean, dogs are cool. I just love cats. You know, I love what they're able to do, their agility. They're very highly intelligent. They're a little sneaky sometimes. They are their own. They can be aloof. They are their own person. You know, they all have their own personalities. They're not like
independent
a good thing, you know, like, right. They're independent. In other words, you know, dogs are pack animals just naturally. And this, nothing's wrong with that. Cats are not pack animals typically, unless you're talking about the lion and a pride, you know. But most cats are not, they're not group kind of things. We don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and I did some years ago.
You could use the Queen of Wands.
The Queen of Wands? Oh, okay. Is that the symbol of the...
Yeah, in the traditional
like
Wade Smith version of the card, there's a cat at her feet. And when that card comes up, you know, it's wands, so it's the fire energy, it's passion and power, but it's also independence. And the independent element comes from the symbolism of the cat. So you could actually carry that card around with you.
Yeah.
So there's another example. Oh, let me mention one thing before you go on, because in the chat room, Charlotte reminded me that a lot of people use crystals as their totem.
That's true. That's true. You can do that. Yeah. And so one of the things that I did, you know, when I discovered that the jaguar was my power animal, and what you do is, like, you know, you be in a meditative state and you visualize yourself out somewhere in nature. You don't have to actually go to nature, but you can be out in nature and visualize that. And you see what animal pops up, or maybe you go walking in where you are, you know, in this visualization, and you see what animal pops up. And don't judge what happens, because, you know, sometimes people say, well, I saw a mouse, that means a bad thing. No, mice can find out stuff and get into places that most people can't. In ways that we can't as bigger animals, right? So there's a lot of every animal has its qualities and it has its power. So don't underestimate it because of the size of the animal, what it may look like. But when I discovered that the jaguar is my power animal, I really felt like more of a complete person. I can't describe what that means. It's like a puzzle that was missing is there. Like, I know that I have whatever protection I need, whatever wisdom I need, or something like that. You know, if I feel like for whatever reason I'm going to, let's say I'm kind of having to go through go to a place where it may not be as safe. Not that I would do that on purpose at my age, but I'm not much of a fighter. But, you know, if you have to go to a place where you're just not sure about your safety or protection, and then if you take a moment and close your eyes and just imagine, you know, whoever your animal totem is that would symbolize protection for you. And I know I can do that for myself. And I feel, oh, that's right. You know, jaguar is my animal totem. And he or she is going to make sure that I'm safe and that I'm okay. then I can go through things, you know, and that, it doesn't have to be like a physical, you know, where you're concerned about your physical safety. It could be just, you know, anything that you might be afraid of. You know, some people are afraid of learning to drive or, you know, whatever it is that's out there. Maybe you're going to a boardroom and there's going to be a tense situation. And so you take your power animal with you to help protect you and guide you and things of that nature. You can do that. And that's a very powerful way to, you know, to have animal totems in your life. Now, if you don't know what your animal totem is, or let's say that doesn't quite work out, think about what animals you love, you know, what animals you are attracted to. Every animal has, and it doesn't have to be one animal, it could be several, mm-hmm. you know, because different animals have different powers and abilities. So
yeah, well, the same thing is true.
To that
the same thing is true of the totems. You know, you can have multiple totems for different personas. I mean, you know, the fellow in the YouTube video was talking about, you know, he had these totems when he was playing ball, and then he had the Clark Kent, you know, glasses as, you know, a different totem, a different persona he was putting on. And it's the same thing. You might have different power animals as well.
Right.
Wow. Really great stuff. Yes. So now we've given you a whole lot of stuff to chew on, think about. Try it out, folks. Try it out. Yep. And if you have any questions, of course, you can contact us between shows. Join us on the Tarot Guild website, of course, thetarotguild.com. And you can message us privately. Also, the Facebook groups. We have Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. We have the Tarot Guild Facebook group. There's 6,300 members on there. And you'll see us, you know, posting in there. And you can just, you know, click on our icon or profile image there and send us a you know, shoot us a message if you want more on how to do NLP anchoring or Circle of Excellence or totems, you know, just contact us in between the shows. But I think we've given you a lot to work with already here. And let's see. Wow, we went a lot longer than I was expecting. I thought that was going to be a 20-minute conversation. It turned out to be an hour.
I know, right?
But it's so great. It's like, you know, this is something I'm really excited about, because being able to do this and harness this is very, very powerful. You know, so you could do things where you don't think you could do it as yourself, but you could do it as someone or something else. You see, that's the real power of it there. So normally we do the mantra of the week and the tarot card of the day and the numerology of the day. We're going to skip all that and go right to the phone calls. But before that, Rose, do you want to tell us what's coming up on the network? I know we've got some great shows. By the way, you mentioned shamanic journeying.
Journeying.
I can't talk today. Yeah, I can't talk today. The last three shows of the month are all going to be about that, and it's going to be the upper world and the middle world and the lower world, and we're going to do a different one on each of the last three Fridays of the month, and that's going to be all Dr. Rose, because I don't know anything about that, so I'm going to be learning along with the rest of you. And but then we have something about True Self next week. So do you want to tell us what some of the upcoming shows are?
Okay, so just really quickly, we have, you know, this is a Friday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday type of deal with Psychic Talk Radio. So on Saturday, happening tomorrow, on Independence Day, July 4th, at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, we have There's a Rock for That with host Mary Brown. And she'll be talking about exploring carnelian, which is a type of rock. Plus, she'll be doing open lines and crystal mini readings as well. Oh, she does crystal mini readings. I had no idea. That is so cool. And I love carnelian, too, as a stone that has, you know, wonderful power, things of that nature. So you want to tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern for her show. And then on Monday at 10 a.m., we have the Wisdom of the Soul show with host Janice Fuchs. So you don't want to miss that. On Wednesday, we have at 11 o'clock again, this is the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance show with Catherine Hahn. And she is doing a new series called The True and Authentic You. I guess all of this is kind of coming out about your true self. So that's wonderful. So you want to make sure that you catch the Compassionate Light show.
I love the synchronicity.
Yeah. And then on Friday, it's the Doctors Are In show, of course, at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And we will be talking about how to connect with your true self. And why? Like, why would you want to do that? And that's, of course, your host, the wonderful Dr. Dax, and then also Dr. Rose. So we'll be doing that. Okay? And so that's what's coming up for next week. I'm so excited. So you guys want to make sure that you tune in for those shows. And that's it.
Awesome stuff. You can see the whole lineup always. Just write this down. psychictalk.net/upcoming, and you can see what's
right.
coming
yeah.
up. Yeah, every week you can just go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Tomorrow Mary's doing her show by herself. She does There's a Rock for that the first Saturday of each month, and then the rest of the Saturdays are Tarot Today Radio, and so I'll be back on with her. It'll be Mary Brown and I on the 11th of July. We're doing the question we are most asked about, the tarot. So that's coming up as well.
That's
there.
Cool.
Awesome sauce. Let's see who's been waiting the longest out there. It looks like I want to say area code 347 has been waiting the longest. Are you there, caller?
Yes. Hi, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name, hon? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Tanika, and I'm calling from Long Island in New York.
In New York.
Oh,
all right. Good. Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of our hosts are on Long Island. Janice on Monday, and our Angelic Realm show with Maria G. Moss. Maria's on hiatus until January. She's coming back with a new show. But she's on Long Island, too. What do you want to chat about, Tanika?
I wanted to chat about work and moving and love. But work for
so,
sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, pick the one that's the most burning question, and what about work specifically do you want to ask? Because
so
we got 2 minutes on the radio
to
work with you.
Okay, well, with my current job, do you guys see me losing that job anytime soon, or do you see me being there for a long time?
Losing it.
As in them letting me go or me being there
right.
for a long time or if I'm safe.
Mm. Okay, so what I'm getting is it's a strong possibility, yes, you're actually going to be moving to a different – it could be a different position in the same company, though. But the cards are talking about you continuing to work. The central focus card is the Eight of Pentacles, the profitable use of one's skills, talent, enthusiasm, dedication, receiving your reward, steady progress over time. That's the central focus. That's the most important thing, which is you're going to continue working. It may or may not be with the same company, definitely a different position, because I asked it as a yes-no and got a strong yes. I asked it kind of like, you know, will Tanika be moving on to something else? And I got a strong yes on that. So that's not a bad thing, though. In fact, you actually end up in a better financial situation. The King of Pentacles shows up after that in the near future position. So that's looking really, really good, actually. But it has something to do with the powers that be. I mean, we got the Emperor, we got the Justice card, people in charge, something's going to happen. it might be you moving to a different position in within the same company, or it may be you changing companies, but it's definitely going to be a shift. But you end up in a better place.
Okay. Do you see when?
Let's look at when here. Hold on just a second here. I'm going to draw more cards because I forgot to look at the timing card. So we're going to do a timing on it. And hopefully it'll give me a decent timing here.
Thank you.
Okay. This may take some time. I'm getting 15 weeks. So, yeah, so this could take some time before this actually happens. You know, and I know that and that sounds like a long period of time, but it really isn't. It's before the end of the year. You know, of course, 15 also reduces to 6. Okay, so there's a spectrum there between 6 and 15. Okay, so it could happen as quickly as the next month and a half, or it'd be 3 months or so from now. There's like it's not giving a real specific on that, but it's in that time frame.
But so you definitely see them letting me go?
That's just it. You know, the way I asked the question, and I'm not getting a strong feeling on this, and it's not really coming up in the cards, that they're necessarily letting you go. It might be just some other kind of shift within the same company. Okay, so I'm really not getting a strong answer, and I feel the reason is we're too far out from this happening to get a really strong answer on it. You know, that happens quite a bit actually with tarot, is that it's all in the timing. You know, the closer you are to an event, the clearer the picture is, and I'm just getting this ambiguity about it right now. And so, like I said, I really wouldn't worry about this, because even if you end up being let go by that company, it shows you continuing to work, meaning you're not going to be out of work for months or weeks. You know, it's going to be like, if they let you go, you're going to be in a new position very quickly, and it's going to be better for you anyway. You end up in a better financial situation for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There is, and we got to move on to other callers, Danica, but I just wanted to leave you with this. The other feeling I'm getting here, too, is that your full amount of skills are not being fully utilized, and that's a big part of this as well. That if and when you should be let go and you get a different position, or if they move you within the same company to a different position, you're going to be using your skills and abilities, your talents, more fully than you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what's going on here. So I hope that helped you out.
Yeah, it did.
Awesome.
Nice.
Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and happy 4th of July.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. Happy 4th of July.
Bye,
to you too.
Thanks. Bye, Tanika.
Bye, Tanika.
Bye.
Okay, so we're going to move on to another caller and see quickly how many more calls we can get in, because we're already way over. We're going to, hey, Dr. Rose, we got to think of shorter topics here. You know?
Right.
Oh, but that was a fun one. That was such a fun one. So the next caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 919. Caller, where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Kay, and right now I'm actually in Las Vegas, and listening to your the session before was so on point about setting the stage, and that was exactly why I was calling. I was like, what can I do to manifest a good opportunity here so I can have at least a nice little windfall?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Nice. And by the way, that is another way that you can use this whole totem technique that we've been talking about. Because in order to attract in what you're trying to attract in, it may require a different state with a different vibration than you're in right now.
Yes.
And,
yes. I'm originally from North Carolina. I'm sorry. Originally, I live in Atlanta, so this is just a nice getaway for the weekend. So, yes.
Nice.
Right. Right. And I'm pulling some cards on this. And so normally, Dr. Rose and I talk about the law of attraction, and we talk about when people are trying to do what you're trying to do. A lot of people are focused on what they don't want instead of what they want, and we try to get them to make that shift. And all
mm-hmm.
I'm doing is suggesting, well, you know, working with figuring out what persona you want to adopt and what totem you want to represent that could really help you in this area.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So
okay.
Let me look at the cards here. I'm going to put your line on hold, Kay, because there's a lot of background noise. The central focus card is the Eight of Cups. This is the second eight in a row for a focus card. We had the Eight of Pentacles. Now we got the Eight of Cups. All eight,
mm-hmm.
the number eight in numerology is abundance, Dr. Rose. And that's, you know,
wow.
that's what our last caller and our current caller are really talking about. So with the Eight of Cups, it's a card of embracing change. It could be a card of restlessness where you're going to go off on, you know, what do they call that in Australia? You know, the walkabout, going out on a walkabout. It's the desire
mm-hmm.
for something higher in this card. It's letting go and moving on, breaking away. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's an emotional card because cups are about emotions, and the individual in the card has stacked up these cups. So they've stacked up their emotions. They've dealt with their baggage. And now,
oh, wow.
when you look at the individual, he or she has a walking stick, a traveling stick, and a traveling cloak on, and they're moving up
mm-hmm.
the side of a hill and away from those cups, Dr. Rose. It's onward and upward.
Wow.
Yes. And that's what Kay is honestly trying to do. So, like, how do you do that? Well, first of all, we talked about using that technique, the totem technique. And the other thing is creativity and communication. The three
mm-hmm.
energy is coming through here really strong. You need to get in touch with your creativity side because I feel that is what's really going to help you moving forward. And may ultimately be, you know, what you're really passionate about anyway. And the rest of the cards are really positive once you've worked on this, okay? And you end up with the Six of Wands, which is literally the success card in tarot, you know? So, yeah, you're definitely going to be successful at this. It's just requiring some tweaking. You're not fully using your abilities communication-wise and creativity-wise. You're not fully adopting the state in order to have the vibrational resonance to draw in what you're trying to draw in. That's why I think that the totem thing would work really well for you. But overall, it's really positive. Does any of this resonate with you, Kay?
It does. Thank you so much, and I appreciate that. Like I said, listening early on, it helped me to realize that this was perfect timing for what I was trying to do.
Absolutely.
So thank
well,
you.
Well, hey, thanks for the call, Kay, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Happy 4th
thanks,
of July.
Kay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Kay. Yeah, and there was something else I was going to say for Kay. Oh, boy. Went right out of my head, too. Hate it when that happens, you know?
Yeah.
I had something else I was going to say about that, but maybe it'll come to me. But, I just feel like, oh, here's what it is. I just wanted to reiterate that I really feel like she's more creative, and you know, she's just not getting in touch with her creative side. I think that would help quite a bit. So now we're going to go to your neck of the woods, the Bay Area, area code 415. Caller, what's your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. What's up?
Hi. So I sort of, I think I've caught the eye of this police officer on like the romantic mm-hmm. side of things. I think he's interested in me. And I never, ever, ever would ever consider dating a police officer, but I'm sort of intrigued by him. I'm just, I don't really, like, we haven't really talked so much, but I'm just kind of curious, what are you picking up there? Like, what is the reason why we're sort of kind of connected? I mean, I know we're going to, something's going to develop. I don't know what, but I'm just curious what you're picking up there.
Hmm. Okay. Ooh, well, right off the bat, Jessica, I'm getting a lot of background noise. Let me put your line on hold for a minute because I'm getting a lot of background noise again. We're having trouble with the background noise, Dr. Rose, today. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, right off the bat, I get the Ace of Cups. You know, the beginning or essence of love, joy, inner beauty, good health. I mean, does this mean you're going to have, like, this huge relationship with this person? Not necessarily, you know, but it's going to be very emotionally satisfying at whatever level you end up with this person, all right? Another thing is that, okay, he's showing up as the King of Cups. And, again, that emotionally, besides emotional satisfaction, it's also emotional stability. In fact, a lot of this has to do with stability. The other cards are all four cards. And as we said mm-hmm. on the show a lot, four is the number of structure. You need some structure, okay? And that is the biggest thing that could come out of this for you, Jessica. Does any of that resonate?
Well, that's interesting because one of the things that I do pick up because I'm psychic as well. And it does feel that he's sort of like very grounded, stern, but mm-hmm. that sort of concerns me. I don't even know if he's spiritual. I don't think that he is, which I've always said that I wanted to be with someone spiritual. So that's why it's like very confusing to me.
Yeah. I think what's happening is that you haven't gotten deep enough. Right now you're picking up the surface information, and that's directly connected with Rose, what we just talked about on the show. You know, people are different when they put on the police uniform. And even when he doesn't have the police uniform on and he's out at the club or a bar or a restaurant or whatever, you know, that's still at the surface. And you got to go deeper. So you haven't had the kind of communication yet with him where you've gotten to see other sides. And see, I feel that he is a lot more, there's a lot more emotion going on than you think is with him. He may seem stoic, but that's part of his job persona. And it is part of his stability. It offers great stability for you in the situation, but he's not like that at the deeper levels. The King of Cups is actually quite artistic and romantic.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is the interesting thing about the King of Cups card. When you visually look at the King of Cups, you don't see that. What you see is he's sitting on this solid rock throne, a throne made out of rock, you know, and the sea around him is all really rough, and the, you know, the ships and the fish are getting thrown out, and the ships are, you know, going up and down the waves, and it's all, it's just very, very chaotic. And then here he is sitting on the throne. It's very solid, and he's not moving. And his general appearance from the outside, which is what's going on with you, with this individual is the more stoic and the more assured type of person, very stable and so forth. But as you peel the layers, you find out that there's like this big teddy bear in the middle.
Yeah. Oh my God. But me with a cop, I don't know. I've been very, like, I have a lot of resistance around that, which I'm working through clearing, but still that just, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's your choice. And you know, that's not something coming up in the cards. That's completely, you're supposed to look at that yourself. When I looked at the cards as a yes, no about it, would this be like a successful relationship? I got 3 yeses, 2 noes. So whenever I get a 3-2 combination, either direction, it could go either way very easily.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah.
But it's leaning towards yes. I just want to throw that in.
You have to see him without his cop uniform.
I know. You know what it is? I have this like fantasy. I don't know if it's just left over from younger years or what, but just having a businessman as my partner. You know, I want to be with my life partner. So, you know.
And who knows? Who knows, maybe he won't be a cop forever. Maybe he will retire and become a businessman. I mean, there's a lot of different possibilities.
Or maybe
here.
he is a businessman. Maybe
on the side, and you don't even know he's got this great side business he's running. You know, there's all kinds of possibilities. I mean, what it comes down to is, like, you actually got to talk to the guy and ask him freaking questions.
I know. Like, I know, it's lining up. You know what? His energy has been hanging out with me the last couple of days. So I know I saw him for the second time the other day, and he was kind of like waving at me. So I know it's just a matter of time. I think Spirit's giving me some leeway to kind of clear whatever gunk I have first around cops, and then
that could probably be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Jessica. We got to run.
Thank you.
Running out of time
thanks.
Rapidly.
Yeah.
But yeah, enjoy your Independence Day tomorrow. Woo-hoo. Happy 4th.
Thank you. You too.
Awesome.
Bye.
Yeah. I wish we were on the 4th. It'd be so cool if it was, you know, the actual holiday. Well, today a lot of people observe it. You know, they take Friday off. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might be able to squeeze one or two more in. I'm going to go to area code 610 real quickly. We got to do this super fast. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Shayna. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Shayna. That's where I grew up, Pennsylvania. What's going on?
Hey, Shayna. Hi. I just wanted to know, what do you see coming up for me soon, like within a month or two?
And what specific area do you want to focus on? You got anything?
Schooling. Yeah, like I have to finish up this last exam that I have to do to pass this class. And if I get a B or A, I get into nursing school. They'll let me into the program because I meet all the other requirements.
Well, that's really good. Okay, so let me take a look at this. Okay. Structures coming up again. Alrighty, yeah. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, 4 yeses. Yeah, it's really leaning towards it's going to happen. This is the thing. You need more structure, and that 8 of Pentacles is showing up, which is hard work. You know, you really got to bring your talents to bear on this and kind of knuckle down on it, so to speak, and, you know, just really establish a routine and structure around your studies and just, you know, really get into it in order for you to pull it off. But, you know, it's saying yes. I mean, you could get the A, you could get the B.
Yeah,
it's
because
I
passed like I passed like 5 of my exams with a B.
Awesome. Okay, the next one you need to do an A.
Yeah.
bring it up a little bit. Yeah. It doesn't look like it's going to take a ton of work. It just looks like you need to knuckle down just a little bit more than you're doing right now. Anyway, I hope that helped you out. We got to move on. Shada, thanks for the call. Appreciate you holding on the line that long, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Shada. And then remember, you can call in for a crystal reading. By the way, you know, I'm not sure that I've actually heard Mary doing the crystal readings, Doctor. I know you said you didn't even know she did them. But she wanted to, you know, she does tarot too, folks, but she wanted to do something different for There's a Rock for that, because she's talking about crystals, right?
Right.
So I got to listen to the show tomorrow and listen to the crystal readings. But you can call in for a crystal reading tomorrow, and we'll be back next Friday. Today, we're going to go to area code 770 as the last caller of the day. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Maddie. My name is Maddie, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, Maddie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? I would like a card pulled for me, please.
Absolutely. Okay, so what's the burning question, if you can narrow it down to a specific question?
It have to be a specific question. The specific question would be about I'm going to say relationships.
Okay. What do you want to know? Make it really specific. Like, are you in a relationship and trying to find one, or are not trying to find one, or you're trying to find one? Or,
Well, I put it this way. I would love to have one. I would love to have someone to travel with. Yes.
Travel with. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's
Ew, I like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so let's take a look at this real quickly here. Usually when I get quiet, Dr. Rose, is because I'm counting the yeses and noes. okay. It's another muddled answer where it's somewhere around three yeses. This could really happen. It's leaning in that direction. Okay. There's just more that's left to be done. Shows up, and all the aces are the beginning of something. And you know, usually when we're talking about pentacles, we're talking about the earth element, we're talking about the material realm, we're talking about finance, things along those lines. But you know, in a relationship reading, it's just a new opportunity coming in. The thing about the Ace of Pentacles is that she's in this perfectly manicured, or he, you know, is in this perfectly manicured garden surrounded by this hedge, you know, protected.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gateway, Dr. Rose, you know, like leading out.
Uh-huh.
And there's a hill, and at the summit is her goal. And there's this road, you know, leading out of the garden and up to the top of the goal. And what it's saying is that the only way you can reach your goal, which is in this case, is romance. And oh, by the way, they're telling me in the ear we're going to stop live streaming in just a sec. Everybody on the phone line
okay.
will still hear the end of the show, so you know, just keep listening if you're listening in archive. But I wanted mm-hmm. to mention that for our live streaming folks. You got to step outside of the garden. In other words, it's twofold. It's getting out of your comfort zone and thinking outside the box as well. And it's kind of desolate out there as I look beyond the hedges. You know, it's got this beautiful manicured, watered garden with the flowers growing and everything, you know, perfect and the lawn and, you know, all this, you know. And it's kind of desolate out there between the archway, the exit, and the summit at the top of the next hill. So
mm-hmm.
And it's almost always this way, isn't it, Rose, where it's like, I don't want to go through that land to get to the summit to get to my goal, you know. But
right.
No goals are attained without some sort of adversity. And you got to think outside the box. Obviously, you know, if you've been attempting to meet someone new, get into a relationship, that's what you'd really like to happen, and it's not happening for you. You know, the definition of insanity from Einstein, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Obviously, don't do what you're doing now. Try anything else because this is not getting you to your goal. So you need to think outside the box. Go places you haven't gone. Talk to people you haven't talked to. Thought of other ways of connect. And you need to get outside of your comfort zone. Do things you don't normally do. You know, if we're contemplating attracting something in with the law of attraction and we're sitting in our lounge chair and we're visualizing it, we're doing the visualization, we're doing all the mental steps, which is, you know, the passion step, the emotion step, because emotions are the fuel. But if the last step, step four, is actually taking action in the physical world. And if you don't ever do that, you know, if you're contemplating the Maserati, it's not going to show up on your front lawn or in your driveway, you know?
At some point you have to
go down to the dealership, you know? So if this sounds like you, Maddie, then what it's saying is that, you know, you got to actually put yourself out there. Okay. There's an element in the cards talking about, you know, strive to retain your independence in this. Don't lose yourself, all right? But that in order to connect, you know, you need to move out. Also, there's some elements here talking about balance in all the areas of your life, making sure that, you know, things are balanced. You don't want to be too heavy in one area of your life, like putting all of your energy into this. Remember to keep everything balanced. The other thing is, again, with the four cards, you know, the whole day has been four cards with structure, you know, establishing structure around this. The other, and that may be just a, I'm trying to think of different structures to give a little clue here. One structure is adopting a ritual. So like your ritual could be, okay, every night before I go to sleep, I program my subconscious to, in my dreamscape, give me direction on how to think outside the box, give me ideas outside the box to lead me to my goal. And then have a pad of paper and a pen sitting on your nightstand. So as soon as you wake up, you write down exactly what you can remember from your dreams, and then keep doing that every night. In addition, on the same pad of paper, you can write down all of the characteristics of the person and the relationship that you'd like to have. Not a specific person, but what are the characteristics of that person? Every little detail you can think of. You could add to it every day. Think of new things, add to it. And then every day you take 5 or 10 minutes, maybe right after you wake up, and write down on your pad of paper what you dreamt last night. You take some time to be alone and quiet with yourself and read over that list of attributes before you go to sleep.
Right.
So that's establishing
that
a ritual. Does that make sense, Rose? That's establishing structure.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, this four card with the structure is a card that's talking about taking a step back, evaluating the situation, going through these rituals. And don't forget to work on yourself. That's
right.
Something I always like to leave people with is, you know, you got to become in vibrational resonance with the vibration you're trying to attract in. You know, if you have a certain type of love or romantic love or that you're going for, you got to adopt those in order to draw it in. Become the love you want to attract.
Right.
We actually have to work on ourselves first. And I think that's another reason why I'm getting this four card. You know, it's a delay. it's a taking a step back from everything, reevaluating, and that gives you time to, like, you know, work on yourself first, and then go through these rituals, these exercises, these techniques, and then that step we talked about, Rose, stepping out there,
right,
stepping outside of your comfort zone, going to places you don't normally go to, talking to people you don't normally talk to, getting involved with groups maybe around your interests that you haven't done before, you know, meetup.com, you know, meetup groups, people, you know, anywhere there's where there's people. It's hard.
When
it's harder
when it's
nowadays.
Safe to do so. When it's safe
yeah, I was
to
just
going to so.
Say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you might have to do this virtually for now. You know, you might have to go into groups on Facebook or, you know, different places online. So I hope that helped you out, Maddie. We got to run because it's the end of the show, and we got to get out of here. But this was an awesome show, Dr. Rose. Got to say.
Yes, it was. Very powerful.
I had a lot of fun. We put out a lot of great information. Hey, everybody, remember to figure out what personas and characteristics you want to adopt, and pick your totem and try this out, and then let us know how it works. Boy, that would be great. It'd be love.
Yeah.
I'd love some feedback on this, you know, because I'm going to do it. You know, I haven't decided. Do I want to do the? Do I want to do Isis a set? A set is actually the Egyptian pronunciation. Isis is the Greek pronunciation of a set, and you know, with there being the, you know, the other Isis, maybe it's better to say Oh mighty Aset, you know, instead of Oh mighty Isis, right? And
I think you should go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, either that or the dragon, you know, because that's my animal totem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're actually very much connected because dragons, magic, wisdom, Aset, goddess of magic, wisdom, you know.
Yeah. And there's nothing.
Hello.
I was gonna say, and you can connect with both if you want to do that as well. I was going to say, I appreciate the fact, as a woman, I appreciate the fact that you are interested in connecting with the divine feminine, because that is very powerful.
Right.
People don't realize
absolutely.
That. They focus on, like, the male archetype, you know, divine archetype, but the female divine archetype is very powerful. So regardless of what your gender is, I say go for it.
Superman, you know. Well, you know, I've always been that way, though. One of the things I forgot to mention is something we said on a previous show, where you adopt the stance. Remember we did the stances? I even called it the Wonder Woman stance. You know, you stand up, stand straight, erect, spine straight, your chin up, roll the shoulders back, put the fists on the hips, you know, like Wonder Woman, like Linda Carter.
Yeah.
You know, Superman does the same thing. So if you want to do Superman, if you're hesitant as a guy to do Wonder Woman, but for me it was always Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I loved Linda
Wonder
Carter.
Woman can kick anybody's butt. She can handle anybody.
Yeah.
Well, Superman can too, obviously, but yeah, she was pretty powerful. So
And another one was Rocky. You know, in Philadelphia, going up the the steps to the art museum and putting his fists up in the air, you know, like he had already won the bout, you know. And all this stuff is interconnected, if you think about it. Absolutely. So we'll see you next week.
Yep.
We got to get out of here. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
goodbye,
everybody.
Dr. Rose.
Goodbye, Dr. Beck. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks to our listeners and our callers.